From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. When Martin Luther King Jr. came to Birmingham in the spring of 1963, he intended to lead a march on Good Friday against segregation. But a judge blocked civil rights protesters from doing that. Those events led to King's iconic Letter from Birmingham Jail. But it also spawned an arguably overlooked Supreme Court case called Walker versus the City of Birmingham. Harvard law professor and civil rights scholar Randall Kennedy says the case touches on some of the most fundamental limits of law in this country. He's working on a book that explores the case, and he'll give an address later this week at Birmingham Southern College. Kennedy recently spoke about the case with WBHM's Richard Banks.
King was then faced with a difficult decision. He could appeal the judge's order and probably win the case. So why not let the appeals process run its course?
You know, this is a very important moment. People have been protesting. Easter is coming up. All of the symbolism of Good Friday and Easter Sunday is there. People are primed to protest. The big problem facing Martin Luther King Jr. was, if we call off the protest, will that let out all of the air of the balloon?
So there's a concern about maintaining momentum behind the protest. What was the legal risk in going ahead and marching?
In the law, if you fail to attempt to appeal a judge's injunction, what the law says is, well, you can no longer challenge the legality of that injunction. And you can be held in contempt of court, even if the judge is wrong. So Martin Luther King Jr. And others marched in violation of the judge's order.
Okay, so what happened then?
They were arrested and they were jailed. Indeed, it was because of this arrest that Martin Luther King Jr. was put in the Birmingham jail. And it was while he was in the Birmingham jail that he wrote Letter from a Birmingham Jail, which is one of the iconic statements justifying civil disobedience.
All right. It was about 4 years later that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case. Explain the basics of that ruling.
The Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, ruled against Martin Luther King Jr. and said that inasmuch as he had violated the injunction without attempting to appeal the injunction, you put yourself at odds with the law, and the contempt citation, therefore, is valid, even though the judge's order might very well have been invalid. The justice who wrote the opinion was Potter Stewart, and Potter Stewart basically said, listen, we have legal rules, and you know, even when it's the bad guys who are going to benefit, even when it's the good guys who are violating the legal rules have to be enforced.
Let's talk about the relevancy of this case today. We have people on both sides of the political spectrum protesting in the streets and even rioting in the U.S. Capitol. How does this case apply today?
This work of accommodation, on the one hand, you have to have a certain amount of order because, I mean, you know, people have to be able to use the streets. People have to be able to, you know, get to the hospital. So what do you do to maintain order while also allowing people to express themselves? Well, that was the issue in Walker versus City of Birmingham. That's our issue today. And guess what? That'll be our issue tomorrow.
Randall Kennedy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the forum.
Randall Kennedy is a professor at Harvard Law School. He spoke with WBHM's Richard Banks. Kennedy will give a public talk Thursday evening at Birmingham Southern College.